Welcome to the Faith in Maine podcast. I'm Katie Clark, your host. We are sharing stories of life and faith and ministry across our 57 churches, 18 summer chapels, Camp Bishopswood, Jubilee centers, and ministries that make up the Episcopal Diocese of Maine. In this podcast episode, we continue our What's Your Story series, hearing from Mike Douglas, the director of Camp Bishopswood, our diocesan summer camp in Hope, Maine.
So today on the Faith in Maine podcast, we are delighted to welcome Mike Douglas, who is the director of Camp Bishopswood. Mike, thanks so much for being with us today, and we'd love to hear more from you. Tell us more about who you are and where you serve.
My name is Mike Douglas, and I am the executive director of Camp Bishopswood in Hope, Maine.
So Mike, tell us more about Camp Bishopswood.
Camp Bishopswood is the Episcopal camp for the Diocese of Maine. We are approaching almost our 70th summer in existence, and it's really a special, amazing place. Campers come from mostly around the state of Maine, and then we also get some campers from out of state and also international. And it's just a place where kids can come and have fun and be themselves and just kind of step back in time a little bit and just enjoy the time that they have at camp.
So Mike, many of us have summer camp experiences, but you mentioned that Camp Bishopswood is an Episcopal camp. What does that mean?
What it means is that, you know, we're here as a resource to the diocese, that it's a place where kids from Episcopal parishes can come and spend a week or multiple weeks of their summer. And it's also a community resource. You know, we have a lot of kids who come to camp who are not Episcopal, may have never been to church before, may go to a Catholic church or maybe Jewish or Muslim. It's just kind of like the Episcopal church. It's very welcoming, and it's a place for anyone to come and spend time at.
This sounds like such a fascinating job. So how did you come to be the executive director of Camp Bishopswood? Tell us briefly your backstory.
Yeah, I always joke. I have been a public school teacher, and I have worked at summer camps. Those are kind of my two main jobs since college. And I say right now, the summer camp person is winning because I absolutely just love it. I can tell you this, that there's two important letters that a young adult member gets in their lives. One may be the letter from being accepted into university. And then for me, the letter that is one of the happiest letters I ever got was the very, very first letter saying, you're going to be hired as a camp counselor this summer. And from the summer of 1993, I just always knew summer camps were special and important. So I did 5 years at a very large year-round Lutheran summer camp while I was finishing my college degree. And after that, I traveled around the world with my wife and came home, and I was like, okay, I got to settle down. And I started teaching high school math. And then one day, my best friend was looking for a job in the greater Portland area and saw the job description for Bishopswood and said, hey, Mike, you're a summer camp guy. You should apply for this. And never been to Bishopswood before, didn't know much about it, but started researching it and doing some interviews. And I was like, this is a special place and I want to be a part of it. So about 11 years ago, the board of directors hired me as the executive director, and it's been awesome since.
That sounds amazing. And I love that you say, you know, either a school teacher or a summer camp guy, and it's been those two things all along. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, because you're the person on the ground there. What is a summer at Camp Bishopswood like? What kind of activities? And are you on a lake? Like, what's it like to go to Camp Bishopswood as a kid?
Yeah, we're so lucky. We are located right on Lake Maguntucook, which is a giant, beautiful, clean lake. And it's really neat because we're also 5 miles from Camden, Maine. So 5 miles to the ocean. So I kind of say we have the best of both worlds. We have the lake and we have the ocean nearby. You know, what makes Bishopswood a little bit different is I think it's our community. You know, we're not one of those fancy camps that has all the big toys and power boats and all that, but we're more, you know, kind of how do we live together in community and enjoy nature and just take in the beautiful surroundings. So lots of arts and crafts, camp craft, nature study, sports and games, which has archery and a low ropes challenge course. We have performing arts, and then our waterfront area, which we do some swim lessons. We have canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, and even some sailing. So yeah, lots of fun things to do at camp.
This is making me want to be a kid again, Mike. It sounds like so much fun. So,
well, the great thing too is at Bishopswood, there's times for everyone to come. Like, not only is it a kid's camp, but what a great place for a parish to come for a weekend, or the diocese runs a summer finale for a weekend at the end of August where everyone can come up and be a part of all the magic and the fun. So you can do it too, Katie.
I can. I'm planning on it. So Mike, did you go to summer camp as a kid? And if you did, do you have any favorite memories from when you were a kid at summer camp?
What a great question. It's really funny. My mom jokes around with me about this, but I had an amazing pastor growing up as a kid. I grew up in the Lutheran church, and he told us that in order to get confirmed, we had to go to summer camp. It was not an option. And believe it or not, I went screaming and kicking. I did not want to go. And it was awesome. I loved it so much. I think, you know, like you have all those memories, but it's the relationships that you build. And for me, I still remember my counselors and the influence they had on me, and just as role models, the sense that you could always become better is kind of what I remember the most from it.
I love that. And it's funny, I went to the first church camp that I went to was a Lutheran church camp. So I'm a former Catholic and now Episcopalian, but I went to a Lutheran church camp. So shout out to Cathedral of the Pines in Lutz in Minnesota. So Mike, what is something about you that would surprise others?
Yeah. Maybe there's two things. Can I do a personal thing and a work thing?
You absolutely can.
Awesome. The personal thing is my wife and I are pretty competitive curlers. In the wintertime, we are members of the Belfast Curling Club and love competing there at the club. We've traveled and done some Bondspiels, which is the curling fancy word for kind of like a tournament. And we've actually, we were really fortunate to be able to do an 8-hour clinic with an Olympic instructor. So yeah, curling is big for us.
That is fascinating. I love that as something that would surprise others. I don't know if these tie together, but I'm also going to ask, what is your superpower or special talent? And I'll add on to that. And does it have to do with curling?
I wish, because it would make me a much better curler. But if I really had a superpower, which I think I might, Katie, is my hearing is incredible. I can hear so many things from so far away. But my really special talent is that I can get any age of people laughing and goofing around and singing the silliest of camp songs at any moment.
And I've seen evidence of that at the diocesan office. So I can attest that really is a superpower. So Mike, you had mentioned something about you that would surprise others, and you gave a personal example, but you said you also had a work example as well. What is that?
Yeah, so I have the good fortune of serving on what's called the Level Ground Committee for all of Maine summer camps. And the initiative of this Level Ground Committee is to get immigrant and refugee campers into camps all across the state of Maine. So this summer, we will give away almost, I bet you, close to $250,000 of scholarships for immigrant and refugee campers from the state of Maine to go to all different types of summer camps throughout the state.
That's amazing. And tell me, Mike, because this is something I've heard about, but you're in the industry. Maine is like a big place for summer camps, isn't it?
It is. Maine has the reputation of you know, having some of the most successful and best summer camps, and one of the strongest professional organizations, like bringing all those camps together. So yeah, all types of amazing and awesome summer camps in the state of Maine.
So it's really cool to be a kid going to summer camp, and it sounds like it's an amazing opportunity to be the director of a summer camp. But what has surprised you about managing a summer camp?
I think what has surprised me the most is the generosity of people. We, in my 10 plus summers at Camp Bishopswood, I 100% mean this, we have never said no to a child coming to camp that money has stepped in the way. Between our amazing scholarship fund, between the support from the diocese, or even when all those funds run out, there's people that I can call. Bishops have been incredibly supportive. We will make sure that if a kid wants to get to camp, they will get to camp.
I love that, because like you, I think the summer camp experience is so important. And thinking about Episcopal camps and summer camps in general, and looking to the future, let's say 20 years, do you think that summer camps are going to stay the same as the future unfolds, or do you think they're going to change in any way? And if so, how?
Yeah, what an awesome question. I think they're going to change. I think a big change we are going to see is camps are going to become more diverse. For so long, camp has been like a really white thing. And it's really, really starting, like camps are really starting to become more diverse, and staff members and just supporters. And so I think that's going to be one of the biggest changes we see in our lifetime. And one of the changes I hope Bishopswood 20 years from now is we are a no technology camp. So campers can't bring cell phones or use cell phones. And gosh, I hope that never changes.
That's awesome. I love that it's a no technology camp, and what a great thing to bring into the future, to really let kids pause and relax and really take in the summer. So that's wonderful. So out there, is there a favorite quote or mantra or even scripture passage that inspires you?
I had a feeling this was going to come up, Katie, and it's really, really hard. I have two scriptures that are so important to me, and then I have four quotes, and I don't even know where to begin.
You can just start with the first one and go from there. I love that you have multiple options.
Okay. One of the things I find myself saying a lot is it's a quote from St. Francis of Assisi, who at one point they believe said, "Preach the gospel at all times and use words if necessary." I really think that's what we do at Camp Bishopswood. We're not one of those summer camps where we're digging deep into a Bible or people are carrying them around and memorizing scripture, but we're really digging into what does it mean to be a positive member of a community. So that's kind of the first quote. And then the Bible verse is going to be from Micah. I believe it's chapter 6, verse 8. And it says, "What does the Lord require of you? And to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God," is just been one of those Bible verses that has kind of kept me centered and kind of makes me think about what I'm doing at camp and what we pass on to the next generation.
That's really great. That's one of my favorites too. So Mike, this has been such a great conversation, and hopefully this inspires some folks to look up Camp Bishopswood. How can people find out more about Camp Bishopswood?
Yeah, we are www.campbishopswood.org, or you can search Camp Bishopswood. We have a Facebook, we have an Instagram, we have a great YouTube that shows our weekly slideshows of each week. But yeah, you can just search Camp Bishopswood and we're there.
Awesome, Mike. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Katie. This has been great.
Thank you for listening to the Faith in Maine podcast, brought to you by the Episcopal Diocese of Maine. If you like this podcast, please leave a review and rating on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. That helps us spread God's word even further. Thank you.